B'tachan for Life, Shir number 299, Thursday, Parshas Mishpatim. We are explaining that although a person is responsible to do proper hishtadlus, that doesn't constitute for a person to get himself involved in a machlokes. That would not be considered what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from you to be proper hishtadlus. And we should just add one more point to the discussion. Is it mutter to do it? Is it mutter for a person to get involved in a fight over money? Is it mutter for a person to go to Beis Din and get involved in machlokes and get involved in Lashon Hara and get involved in countless other Yisurim for a couple of dollars? And that is a question that a person should be asking himself regardless of a person's level in Bitachon. Even if a person did not internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's sending you parnasa and you don't have to do hishtadlus, which is not proper hishtadlus, even without that, we should ask ourselves, is it mutter? Is a person allowed to do something which is alav, to make machlaikis, to speak Lashon Hara, to get involved in such a situation? Is a person allowed to involve himself in such a situation to save himself from money? It's a very good question, but a person has to be objective about it. And when a person is busy with a lot of money, it can sometimes get blinding to realize it and look at it objectively. But if we would think about it objectively, let's say someone tells you, if you don't eat a piece of chazer, I'm going to take away all your money. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to eat the chazer, or are you mechuyev to give away all your money? The halacha is a person is mechuyev to give away every single penny that he has, not to be over alav in the Torah. A person is mechuyev to give away his entire parnasa, that he shouldn't chas v'shalom be nichshal in even the smallest lav in the Torah. So let's ask ourselves this question. When a person goes to Beis Din in a situation where there's going to be a fight, can he honestly say that there will be no machlaikis, that there will be no lavim, that he won't be over any isurim when he does it? So if he will be, if there will be machlaikis, if there will be lashon hara, if there will be isurim that will take place, is it mutter to do it? Or is a person mechuyev to say, I'm taking a step back, and even though I might lose money, it's not worth it for me. Because a person is mechuyev to give away all his money, not to be over alav. This is a very fundamental question that we should ask ourselves whenever we are faced with such a situation. Objectively speaking, is it mutter for a person to save himself some money, or to get back money that was taken from him? Is it mutter for him to be over isurim of Lashon Hara, of Machlaikis, all these kind of isurim? And when we think about this question objectively, the answer is pretty simple. So this is the bottom line regarding Beis Din and Mishpatim. A person has to be honest with himself when he goes into any of these scenarios. What will be the outcome? Will it be machlaikis? Will it be stress? Will it be tsaris? Or will it be bishalom? If chas v'shalom the situation will bring machlaikis and lashon hara, is that proper hishtadlus? Is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to do? And more so, is it mutter to do it? Does it make sense for me to do it? Does it make sense for me to destroy my life for a couple of dollars? When we think about this honestly, from an Emunah and Bitachon perspective, the answer is pretty clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always took care of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to take care of us. We only have to do proper hishtadlus.